We can't hear you, Av.
The most important before the study is the intention of the study. This means, what are we studying for? What do we study? For what purpose do we study? With which result do we want to end the study? What should the study bring us? If a person does not aim himself to that, then it's as if he did not learn. He wasn't aiming himself, and he did not determine for himself what is it that he should receive as a result of this study. And here, what it's all about. We should know precisely what we're studying for, what is it that we want to get out of this study, what is the benefit that the study might bring me, and what do I demand out of the study. Maybe one thing is unrelated to the other, so what am I studying for? And later on, I check myself. Did I achieve what I wanted? Did I also have an intention? Or as he writes elsewhere, I was with the correct intention before the study, but during the study, I forgot all about it, and I was running away in all kinds of directions, to all kinds of different places, different intentions. And here is the problem. Meaning everything depends on the intention of the study. What do I aim my heart to? Because the study should only correct the heart. Work on it. I have to work on it individually, more and more and more, to try to aim it to what I want, meaning towards a connection with the group and a connection with the Creator who is inside of the group. If I aim my heart this way correctly, we need the intention of the heart. Then I see that, well, I understand a little bit, even less than that, I feel a little bit that it should be this way, but still that's not what I am. I still don't want to reach a connection with the friends, so much so that I would discover their single force, a single desire, so that there would be no differences between us, no partitions between us, so much so that our hearts will be together, truly together, one heart. Just imagine this to yourself. What does it mean, one heart? It's not a connection of the hearts. It is truly one. And this is what we need to reach. Then we will attain the Creator. So, accordingly, I need to see what work do I have. Work in the heart, to aim the heart. And here, we therefore need a tent that must be tight for each one of us, that will attach us together into one heart. And then, in relation to that, we will attain the Creator. This is the whole of creation. This is all of our work. This is what we have to reach. And then we will emerge out of this feeling of this world, which is something that is imaginary, outside of the truth. And we will enter the true sensation, the true intention, the true world, the Creator. Only He exists.
Our hearts towards the Creator. How is that done?
To aim our heart to the Creator means to aim our heart to the friends. That's it. The fact that you are shooting towards some target. So you don't touch the target. You just have these two points, your eye and the sight. And you must have a straight line there. If you do it this way, for sure you will hit the target. So one eye, that's your heart. The sight is the entire group. If you enter with your heart into the group, for sure you will reach the gluttony actually confuses you. But each and every day, you have to, with your friends, the regular fixed friends, well, maybe not always constant, the same ones, but the same in our lesson, because all of us in the end speak about the same thing. So you are in some group, and with your friends on a daily basis before the lesson, and preferably at least one other time during the day when you connect, let's say in the evening, you scrutinize what is it that you want out of life. That's all it is. What do you want out of life? Life, nevertheless, ends. With what result do you want to finish your life? And maybe even achieve this result before you finish your life. Because it says, you will see your world in your life. You will see it. Meaning, I am alive, and in this life, I need to reach a state where I see the Creator. So this is what we do.
Belarus.
Прав, высший свет исправляет сердце. Сердце укрепляется.
Что the upper light corrects the heart. The heart grows stronger. What does that mean?
Рацион шилану. Our desire is the heart. Our brain, it's just the brain, it's the head. And I need to strengthen my heart. What is my heart, all in all? It's a single desire. I'm confused. I deviate from one end to the other end in all kinds of directions. Every moment, each and everything confuses me, then deviates me. So I have to be connected with the friends. If we're at 10 and we all hold each other, then something special occurs. What is this special thing? That if we hold each other, even though none of us understands what he's doing, and he's not in the truth, in the world of truth, if we hold each other, we become a partsuf, a structure, and this structure has stability. It has stability. Then we can be certain that inside of this structure we can cry out to the Creator, and the Creator, for sure, according to the laws of nature, will be revealed in us, will clothe in us, will take care of us. Because we want to be a 10 as one. A 10 as one.
Think about what I read.
No, it says the heart understands. We need to try that the heart will change. Try to change your heart. When you're reading, how much does your heart identify with what you're reading? Not your mind. Well, we need the mind in order to activate the heart. So that the heart will be impressed, you need, through the mind, to bring it impressions. But in the mind itself, there are no impressions, or there's nothing.
Florida.
Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. How can we hold each other in our hearts? Is there something practical we can do?
We need to, each and every time, realize that the evil inclination is between us, our ego. And when we want to bring each other closer, the evil inclination exists between us, that same evil inclination that we have to conquer. Therefore, the connection between us is so difficult. And when we want to come closer to each other, it's no wonder that we want to run away to all kinds of other things. And the students of Rabbi Shimon wanted to kill each other. That is, it is work all the way until the end of correction. Each and every time you're more connected, and accordingly, you discover how much you hate more. And this is how you keep on going, on 2 feet in the middle line. That's it. There is nothing you can do about it, but keep going. There is none as wise as the experienced one. Out of the experience, you will understand these things.
When you talk about integrating in the friends, immersing yourself in them, dissolving, what does that mean?
You need to feel that, sir. I cannot convey to you this thing. What does it mean to integrate, to enter into a friend so that he will be in me and I will be in him? There is no example for this in our world. What they tell you there about a girl and a guy who love each other, it's all a lie. It is completely unrelated. Here, the connection between us, the integration in one heart, is made by the upper light. It's not by us. When I connect the friends in my heart, I dissolve in them, as you say. How later on do I shift to that second stage called the attainment of the Creator?
You feel, after connecting with the friends, you feel the essence of the connection. The essence of the connection is the Creator.
What is the essence, this essence of the connection? What other qualities added there? Beyond a connection.
You have a system that ties individuals together into a ten. And then the ten ties them together into one. Why do you have the ten? What's the ten for? Where's that source, the one? And then you begin to attain the Creator.
That is, we need to think about it. When you feel this connection, you need to specifically think about the thought that is behind it, this direction.
From the pressure, from the direction of the intention, the focus of the intention, this will come on its own. Petach Tikva 4.
About the vessels of bestow. Where does it happen? Does it happen, as Vlad said, when I imagine the pick, the ten in my heart, or...
Only in the heart. Only in the heart, Michael. Only in the heart. How? It's how I yearn for them in my heart. I want to cover them with my heart. I want them to be integrated into my heart. That's the action. Then I begin to feel how they connect within the heart. There's a whole sequence of actions here, which just works by itself. We just need to press and press a little more.
But inside of the heart, it feels as though I'm disconnected from them.
Continue pressing.
Press where?
On the connection, despite being disconnected. Disconnection is also connection. It's just a lack of connection, meaning it indicates to you how much more energy you have to put into it.
But I don't succeed in understanding how depicting them in my heart allows me to come out to them. It feels as though I'm moving even farther away because I'm trying to depict it inside of my heart and not in something that is common to us.
They should stand in your heart, within your heart, tie them all.
Ave,
Rav, according to what it says here in the text, we should ask for joy, gladness in the work above the body.
Yes.
I thought that gladness is a result. It's something that we should ask for.
But you can ask for it, certainly. Now, according to your outcomes, you have no joy. You're not in the quality of bestowal at all. Rather, you want to have it. You want the Creator to give you the ability to bestow, and that you will bestow and be happy for it. You want that to happen.
Of course, I wanted to be this way, but...
No, you want this to happen above your desire. And to be happy that you're above your own desire.
Beseda.
All right.
Jerusalem. Jerusalem.
What is joy above reason?
It's where, according to my desire, I am in a certain state, but I want to be above my desire.
So what am I happy about? Where?
I'm happy because I'm trying to bestow contentment upon the Creator through the friends. It's as is written to us in the article Matan Torah or in the Arvut, what the servant needs, the master must give to the servant. And so that's how we want to meet those demands, the demands of everyone else, and through them to reach the Creator.
Beseder.
All right.
Piti 31.
Petach Tikva 31.
Rav, samti lev she'liot me'al haratzon.
I noticed that being above my desire is actually to awaken the friends, to perform even the smallest actions in order to make a friend happy or the whole ten. And then it creates awakening and joy. Is this what it means, that we actually need to actually perform even a tiny effort in order to awaken? And then we get it multiplied several times.
Well, I don't know how to explain this. If the Creator showed each and everyone His greatness, the Creator's greatness, then everyone would be servants. Everyone would want to come close to do something. It's clear. The greatness of the Creator will compel them to do that. So, in order to avoid compelling them and making of them beasts, but rather making human beings of them, Bnei Adam, there is a concealment. We don't want to love some greatness and the power of the Creator. Rather, we want to respect His quality, the quality of bestowal, His quality of bestowal. And that's what we need to come close to and respect and come to resemble. So, I'm not some adherent, some devotee. I'm not a servant or a slave. I'm a friend, chaver, from the word chibur, connection, equal to the Creator, a partner.
So can we say that by respecting, honoring the light of the quality of bestowal, that's light of chassadim?
What's demanded from us to receive the Torah?
To want to receive the Torah. What do you need it for? You can come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, you can read the various books of the Torah. But if you want to learn Torah, to study Torah, it means that you learn how to love the other. Are you ready for that? Do you want it? So gradually we're coming closer to realizing that to reach the greatness of the Creator, the recognition of the Creator, the revelation of the Creator, and to come to the love of others is one and the same. It's the same. You cannot have, there cannot be love of friends and love of others any less than the love of the Creator. One simply clothes within the other.
Facing the means with the goal.
Daily work. Daily work. I understand you, but this is what has to be. Daily work on the importance of the goal, the importance of the means, and how the means is arranged in order to reach the goal. Tbilisi.
Thank you, Rav. Meaning, in order to receive the Torah, we just need to acquire the intention?
In order to receive the light that reforms, we need to try and be as one man and one heart. But even before that, when we only try a little bit, we're not even there. But according to our efforts, this illumination comes and influences us. But it's still from afar.
Generations, so much.
No, this they cannot change. This they cannot change. If love your friend as yourself is the rule, then the entire Torah exists to carry out this rule. So all the details in the Torah are only in order to keep love your friend as yourself. Then I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice because the light in it reforms is also for that. Everything is in order to correct our nature. That is the reason for which the Torah was given. Otherwise, there's no need for it. We learn from Hillel how much it should be. It's already the use. How do we need to see, explain to ourselves and to others, what does it mean, love of others? All the rest, you have many rules. But after all, what is it talking about? There has to be one clear goal to which all the rules, all the scrutinies, everything there is are aimed at. Only one thing. And if you cannot see this one thing before you, then you're not using the Torah. You're using the wisdom, various philosophies that they made out of the Torah, and you're also making one. If you're not intent. There's constantly a feeling that we struggle to keep the 10. We fight over the 10, for the 10. How do we not fall to the feeling that we have no one to work with?
The 10, well, it's like having no connection with spirituality. You need to understand this on your own. I can't really explain this. So do whatever you have to do. Just each has to be in a 10. The 10, the 6, the 8, 12, 15, doesn't matter. The group has to be. Without that, and every day, you need to examine yourself towards this group. To the extent in which you love them, hate them, only towards the group you can more or less measure your spiritual state. Otherwise, you're hanging in the air.
But how to know we're working correctly? We're 15 people, sometimes we're 6 in the lesson.
The articles of Rabash are as the measure towards which you can examine yourselves. That's it. But again, everything you take from Bala Sulam and Rabash speaks only about how to implement it all in